Here comes Watt with a free kick from the centre circle. Dinks towards the edge of the area. Stonebridge rises freely. Gets a header. Helped on by Norris. Marino Keith tries an overhead kick. Rebends off his own chest. Norris is there again. Flicks it over the head of the defender. And retrieves his own pass. Brought down. Was he? Penalty! Penalty or goal! He was tripped. There wasn't much in it. But it was a definite trip. And it is a penalty to Plymouth Argyle.
Norris did fantastic. Tell you why, he didn't go down. He got tripped and got back up. He did not go down. Great professionalism, that.
I'm trying to confirm who it was who tripped him.
It looked like... No, it wasn't. It wasn't McLaren. I don't think it was. But what I would say to you, Gord, is that he did ever so well.
Up steps Paul Watson.
I didn't think he was going to give it, Gord. Did you?
Not for a moment. I think he was saying that there's a shooting opportunity.
I'll bet you a quid, God, he smashes it.
He will. Paul Watson to take it against David Lucas. Watson looking for his third of the season from the spot. The Wednesday fans are booing. Watson steps up, drills it! 2-0! The Argyle have a two-goal cushion at Wednesday. The goalkeeper, Lucas, couldn't get near it. It was drilled into the back of the net. It's Sheffield Wednesday 0, Plymouth Argyle 2.
Good old Watsy. I've got to stay neutral here, Doug, because honestly, I do. Both clubs mean a lot to me, but I'm pleased for Adams, Watton, the lads that I know that have come through, and, you know, the rest of the boys that I see. Don't talk to them much, but what I do, a lot of affinity with Plymouth. Great, honestly, Sparty.
After the penalty...
Hey, they deserve it.
They do. Paul Watson turns to the crowd, looks up to that upper stand. The Sheffield Wednesday fans booing again. He punched the air with delight, the Argyle skipper. And how much does that mean to him?
Starting to leave, Gordon, as well.
They are.
Starting to leave.
There's only just over an hour on the clock.